to a Hope 103.2 podcast.
Good morning. This is Chris Witt, and it's a great joy to share morning devotions with you. Yesterday, I opened up the topic of the lovely 23rd Psalm, Psalm 23, one of the most powerful pieces of writing in existence. I guess it's difficult for us living here in Sydney to understand an Eastern shepherd and the sheep, but it happened. And I guess today there are still sheep and shepherd in that area of Palestine, where there is a tremendous degree of tenderness and care for the shepherd and the sheep. Psalm 23, it's worth having a look at. Words are important, aren't they? Norman Vincent Peale used to say, change your thoughts and you change the world, or a man is what he thinks about all day long. And that's why Psalm 23 and the wonderful words, in fact, I've got a version, a different version here. Well, I like to read, it's called Psalms Now. And it says, the Lord is my constant companion. There is no need that he cannot fulfill. Whether his course for me points to the mountaintops of glorious ecstasy or to the valleys of human suffering, he is by my side. He is ever present with me. He is close beside me when I tread the dark streets of danger, and even when I flirt with death itself, he will not leave me. And when the pain is severe, he is near to comfort. When the burden is heavy, he is there to lean upon. When depression darkens my soul, he touches me with eternal joy. When I feel empty and alone, he fills the aching vacuum with his power. My security is in his promise to be near me always, and in the knowledge that he will never let me go. So that's Psalm 23. You may not recognize it in the normal, traditional sense, Psalm 23. So why has this psalm become such a powerful reading? If you've been to funerals, my guess is that this particular psalm has been read out. It's because words matter. I mean, if you say, I love you to someone and you mean it, it does have a tremendous effect. Just as a child who is told you're stupid has an adverse effect on that person. So here is Psalm 23, written almost 3,000 years ago. They've crossed many cultures and many, well, the centuries. It really reminds me that life has its uncertainties, its fears, and there are times when we feel inadequate, when things just don't seem to work out, and we need the shepherd. That's why we say, you know, the Lord is my shepherd, a tremendous statement. I shall not be in want. So what we miss here often is that God provides all we need in life. I wonder if you believe that. Well, there are people, of course, who have been encouragers to you and me. I guess you could think of someone who has been a great encourager to you. David, who wrote the psalm, came from a very difficult background. Many times over the years he stumbled. He made mistakes, like I guess we all do. But he was able to say that the shepherd, God, makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the quiet waters and restores my soul. We need to hear that from time to time, because life has a habit of being like catching up with us in such a frantic race. I mean, schedules, we're bombarded by the fact that we have to do more and to be more. But our shepherd, God, the good shepherd, has something else entirely in mind. What does he do? He invites us to lie down in green pastures. And you could probably think of a place where you can find rest, inner rest. The burdens, are you carrying particularly heavy burdens today? Well, Jesus, as the good shepherd, says, look, I'm with you. If there are unhealed hurts, God's presence is there with us. Selwyn Hughes is a well-known, or was, he died some years back, a well-known Christian writer who was often found that even though he had spent 50 years in ministry, that people would come to him and say, look, I know I'm a Christian, but there are times I haven't done anything wrong, but I just can't sense God's presence. I feel lonely. I feel sad. I've asked God to forgive me. I'm not conscious that I've dishonored him. Can you please help me? And he felt then that there was some unhealed hurt from the past, maybe a memory that had been repressed. That's what Selwyn Hughes said. And so I think that's why we need a shepherd who helps us with those inner wounds, just as David faced up to what he had done. And some of those things were not very good. But Jesus is the good shepherd. What a wonderful promise. Thank you, Heavenly Father. It's such a precious thing to know that Jesus is the good shepherd. Amen.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.